This program is made possible by you, the KGNU listener member, and by 100 Nickel, providing live music, bowling, and arcade in Broomfield, Colorado at Shippers Lanes, offering a new concert experience that includes bowling and arcade. Ticket and information available at 100nickel.com.
All of us at KGNU want to say thank you. So many listeners heard the call during our Spring Fund drive and answered it. Because of hundreds of people who donated during the drive, we're so close to reaching our goal. If you haven't had a chance to make your donation, please do it now at kgnu.org. Thank you again for supporting real radio by real people and being the you in KGNU.
One of the things we count on at KGNU to bring you the news and music are contributions from listeners. One way you can help is to donate a vehicle you no longer need. If you don't need it, donate it. Call 1-844-KGNU-CAR or learn more at kgnu.org. And thank you.
And you're listening to KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. This is Highway 322. I'm Desdemona Finch, your host, and hold on to your hats because we're going hardcore highway music here. No folk here. I'm sorry, guys. I know I should be playing more folk, and I haven't. But I wanted to explore the link from punk rock in the late 70s to alt country in the early 90s and on into Americana music that I guess is what we're playing now. And I thought it would be a lot of fun. So there were a lot of bands. Roots rock came of age in the 80s, like mid 80s, college radio 80s, along with the jangle rock. And a lot of people were paying tribute to the 50s and 60s and all the roots of rock and roll and country tinged stuff. The Birds and, you know, the Flying Burrito Brothers, etc., etc. So I thought I'd focus on some of these people because some of them came from the punk ethic and learned how to play their instruments, essentially, and went into the Americana area, and a lot of them are still in it. So it's rather interesting. So I'm going to start without further ado. Here are the Blasters. This is off the album The Blasters that got them some attention in 1982. It's a tune called Long White Cadillac, which Dwight Yoakam covered in his 1988 album, and it was written by Dave Alvin, and here they are in KGNU.
Of a long Left.
And you're listening to Highway 322. This is Desdemona Finch, and I'm doing a show about roots rock from the 80s, kind of exploring the link between punk and the 90s alt country and now Americana scenes. And we find that there are a lot of people who were in the LA scene, like Peter Case, who you just heard, who are still with us doing Americana. That was his album. His first solo album, Peter Case, and it's a tune called 3 Days Straight, and they thought it was really, people were shocked that he went acoustic. After the Plimsolls, his other band that had a big hit and everything. I guess it was a big hit. Was it a big hit? At least college radio hit. And that album had what? We had T-Bone Burnett and Mitchell Froom, and I think Roger McGuinn is lending guitar on that album too. So it's kind of a very Americana kind of thing, from the 60s on to the 90s and aughts and beyond. And before that, Lone Justice, off the Lone Justice album from, I think, 1983, 84, something like that. After the Flood, that's Maria McKee. She's still doing music. That was the band that should have been really famous. Didn't quite make it because of, you know, BS and the music business. And Don Heffington, who died last year, I think died last year. This is what prompted this show. I did a tribute to Don Heffington because he was like the Americana drummer extraordinaire. And I started rediscovering Lone Justice and all this music from the 80s that was roots music. And there were punkers who decided to get country on us, or country-ish. And then before that, some Jeffrey Lee Pierce, who was the lead singer, lead guy from the Gun Club out of Los Angeles. He's not with us anymore. I think he drank a lot. I'm pretty sure. But he put out this great album called Wild Weed, and that Sex Killer. I never thought of him as roots music. And then I started doing more research into it, and I guess, I don't know. And then we had The New World with X off of More Fun in the New World, and started out with Long White Cadillac from the Blasters, off the Blasters collection that came out in 1982 or something like that, with Dave Alvin, Phil Alvin, who were brothers who, well, the Blasters broke up at first because they would fight and throw things at each other, I guess. And then they reunited to do a blues album in the like 2015 or something like that. And we know who Dave Alvin is. So he's been in the Americana scene forever. And that's about it. Actually, I have some tickets. We have some lovely, lovely tickets for you to win to Sarah Jarosz. Sunday, March 20th, it's coming up. Sunday, March 20th at the Boulder Theater. Sarah Jarosz is playing, and we have some tickets. And the showtime's 7 o'clock, all ages, blah, 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 with her captivating voice and richly detailed songwriter. She just kicks butt. Let's face it. She's a hell of a player, hell of a writer. She's won a few Grammys, et cetera, et cetera. She's about 12 still. She might be 30 now. I don't know, around there. So if you want to, if you've not won anything from KGNU in the last 30 days and can make it to the show, we're going to do an email thing because I only have an hour for this show. And there's all kinds of really cool stuff I want to play. And I don't want to be answering the phone. Sorry, guys. Anyhow, let me see. I don't want to do a phone giveaway. Okay, there we go. Send an email, like if you're the third person who sends an email to tickets@kgnu.org. Desdemona is the greatest DJ on earth. No, I'm joking. You don't have to say that. Just put your name in there, say your name and whatever. Give them information. They'll get back to you. And then you will have a lovely evening on Sunday night at the Boulder Theater. So anyhow, back to the show. Here's some Katie Lang. Remember, you know Katie Lang. This is her first U.S. album, which was a lot of fun. And it's the Angel with a Laureate. And I don't think I pronounced that right. This is a tune called Turn Me Around here on KGNU.
will take her to the disco, baby. You're like a bird out on a wire. Every time I get next to you, you holler out, help, there's a fire. Rolling down the highway, nothing less anyway, trying to make a sense out of chasing every night and day. Wanna be your lover, but you tell me that I'm just a kid, not another guy around. Give you love and like I did a baby. It's a wonderful world we live in. Just a few basic common sense rules. No running, no pushing, no profanity, and no dogs. No dogs. No dogs. No dogs. It's poolside. Laying in the sun. I wear my dark sunglasses and the radio on. Sitting in the chase lounge, greased out, turning brown. Side. Strictly on the cold side. Oh, baby, I'll be poolside. If you're looking for me, I'll be poolside. Strictly on the cool side. Oh, baby, I'll be poolside. If you're looking for me, I'll be poolside. If you're looking for me.
John Polly, yes.
And you're listening to Highway 322. This is Desdemona Finch. I'm mining the link between punk rock and alt country early 90s with roots rock, which is a lot of people who are now in the Americana movement anyhow. I've been here for a long time. You just heard from Sid Griffin in the Long Riders, band out of L.A., the Paisley Underground back in the 80s. That's a tune called Final Wild Son off their Native Sons album. And Sid Griffin is really interesting. He's out of London now, and he has a bluegrass band called the Cole Porters. And he's also written a lot of books about musicians, including one about Gram Parsons, Bob Dylan, bluegrass guitar, etc., etc. And he's still active in music. And before that, you heard Raging Fire. It's a band out of Nashville back in the 80s. I don't know if they're huge. I knew they were on some CMJ compilation. That's a tune called Four Tears, parentheses, Church Street. It's up there, Everything is Roses album. Before that, some Webb Wilder is out of Nashville. It came from Nashville, Poolside. He was in River Phoenix's last movie, A Thing Called Love. And he was the hotel manager. And he's out of Nashville now. He's still playing music and DJing out of there. So, you know, he's the last of the full-grown men. And before that, Andy had his aunt owned, what was it called? It was called Rocket Records. No, Trumpet Records. It was a record label that released Delta Blues artists who couldn't get to L.A. or New York, including she released Elmore James's Dust the Broom. Dust the Broom. Dust My Broom. Dust the Broom. Yeah, something like that. Sorry. It's escaping me. And then we had Jason and the Scorchers, EMI Years, Help There's a Fire. Jason Ringenberg is still doing music, and he's doing Farmer Jason music. Children's music, etc. And then we started off with Katie Lang with Turn Me Around. And up next, we have Roots of Jazz coming up at 8 o'clock. And hopefully I can cram in some more stuff. Here's some True Believers. Alejandro Escovedo is a god of Americana with John D. Graham, if you've wonderful guitar player, really great songwriter too. And I think Alejandro Escovedo was in this punk rock band called The Nuns, and then he invited his brother, Javier Escovedo, who was in the punk rock band in Austin, Texas, called The Zeros, and they came together for True Believers. I know that Alejandro was in Rank and File before that, but this band, it's where he sings, and you hear his songwriting, and he's not just the guitar player. So here's The Rain Won't Help You When It's Over. It's off The Hard Road, which is a compilation of some of their great hits back in the 80s and stuff like that here on KGNU.
Cry when it's over. 100 years and I haven't yet. A mother cries when it's over. Wipe the tears from her eyes and it's over. The rain won't help you when it's over. The rain won't help you when it's over. The rain won't help you when it's over.
And you just heard from Guadalcanal Diary out of Marietta, Georgia. That's Litany. Life Goes On off their album 2x4. I was reading some stuff on them. I remember them when I was in the fetus back in the dark ages. And they call them alterna metal. On what planet? There's so much acoustic guitar in that, in what they did. So I just don't understand it. And before that, we had some Driving and Crying with Kevin Kinney, who's still doing stuff and recording. And Aaron Lee Tashjian just name checked him, about calling him the best rock and roll songwriter ever. I always thought that album, Scared But Smarter, was a folk album, because it's just wonderful. And that's a tune called Another Scarlet Butterfly. And then we had Fetchin' Bones, which came out of the, I think, Raleigh, North Carolina area. That's a tune. That's an album called Bad Pumpkin, a tune called Leaning on the Horn. They were wild. Wild country, what a variety of many, many influences. And that's, I think, Don Dixon, well-known producer in the North Carolina area, that southeastern USA area, produced that. And then we had the True Believers off their Hard Road compilation, The Rain Won't Help You When It's Over. And up next, I was down in kind of Nashville, and then we started out in California and Nashville. We had Long Riders in there, and that's Sid Griffin, who's from Kentucky originally, Louisville. And then we have some southeastern Georgia, North Carolina. And now we're going to Boston with the Del Fuegos, who were considered called Best New Band by Rolling Stone in 1984, and then everything went to hell, essentially. That usually happens when you're in a beer commercial. But Dan Zane, actually, Dan and his big hair, became rather famous on the family circuit. He still is. He's like the Jim Morrison for five-year-olds. And has done really well in that respect. And his brother, Warren Zanes, is Tom Petty's biographer. I did not know that. So here's something called, this is off their The Best of the Del Fuegos, The Slash Years, Nervous and Shaky, here on KGNU.
I can't change.
This is KGNU, Boulder, Denver, and Fort Collins. Welcome to Roots of Jazz, which airs on the third Thursday of every month in order to give Jack Rummel, the host of Ragtime America, the night off. I am Carla Armand, your host. Tonight, we will be presenting the music of a wonderful singer and piano player, Rose Murphy. She began her musical career in the late 1930s, playing intermission piano for such performers as Count Basie, and became popular in the United States and United Kingdom in the late 1940s. We started the program with her rendition of I Can't Give You Anything But Love, recorded in 1947. We will continue her music with her performance of Sweet Georgia Brown on KGNU's Roots of Jazz. Thanks for tuning in this evening.